Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lottigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hale for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Salters reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salters scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Soltis strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hale applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Trotsky scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Salters strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Siebert moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Siebert scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Brucker moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brucker scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Whitehill. Larry throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Johnson scores. Chapman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Nels Potter now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Moses reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Soltis goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. Lou Finney now playing right field. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler misplays the ball. That's an error on Ambler. Averill scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry moves to third. 1 out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to home to get Larry. Campbell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soltis. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Soltis steals second. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trotsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Solter scores. Averill moves to second. It's 10-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lodigiani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Indians. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Indians. Ace Parker pinch hits for Nels Potter. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Zuber now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zuber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.